Today's gospel, even though it's just five verses, has a lot to unpack. It's taken from chapter 10 of St. Matthew's gospel called the Mission Discourse. Now, the chapter begins with Jesus calling the 12 apostles by name, describes how Jesus first commissioned and then instructed them to go out among the people of Israel to teach and to heal on their own without Jesus. But before they depart on this mission, Jesus is preparing them for what they will face along the way. He knows they're going to be ridiculed, but they will be protected by God, who we heard last week even protects the lowly sparrow. And last week's gospel was part of this instruction. In order to comprehend the reading better, we first have to understand the cultural differences between first century Israel, which was under Roman occupation, and the present day. Back then, the family unit was the father, his wife or wives, and all his children, including his married sons and their entire family, living in one place. The ideal marriage partner was a first cousin who would bind this family unit even closer. And it gave them a mentality of our family against everyone else, including the Roman government. To sever ties with this family unit, like the prodigal son did, meant you were dead to the family. The fourth commandment, honor thy mother and father. The Hebrew word for honor, kavod, literally means to give glory. So in the gospel, Jesus is saying, love and honor me more than your parents, the ones who gave you life. He goes further and says, love and honor me more than your children. Now, it's natural for parents to put their children at the center of their lives, to love their children above all others. Jesus says, love me more. Now, remember the context. He's instructing the 12. They've already left their families to follow him. Jesus is also reminding them of the importance of their mission. And they may be welcomed or not. Back in those days, to receive a person's envoy or messenger was the same as receiving that person. To pay respect to the envoy was the same as paying respect to the king. And since Yahweh was a king, the respect for the messenger was especially true for those who taught God's truth. And the words the 12 were going to teach would be controversial. After Jesus was crucified by the Romans, the decision to become Christian tore families apart. When people became Christian, they became separated from their whole network of social of business and of family contacts. Becoming a Christian was a major decision. It wasn't just a private choice. It had some serious ramifications. Now, some of you may be thinking, Deacon Mike, that's a nice history lesson, but how does that affect me? My family isn't tore apart. I don't think I'm going to be martyred for my faith. Does discipleship have such a cost for me today? I will answer that. It does have a cost to be a true follower. I believe it also cuts to the core on who we are as Christians. The bonds of discipleship in the early church were stronger than the bonds of family. And lest we think this is too much to ask of us today, we should remember that marriage requires a similar transfer of the bonds of loyalty from the family of origin to the new family being created. And because of the love they share, the couple is eager to make that transfer. Following our Lord is no less demanding. It requires that our primary loyalty will be directed to our Lord. And all other loyalties, such as family and friendship, will be based on this primary loyalty. As followers of Jesus Christ, we can no longer put ourselves first. We must demonstrate a commitment in whatever we do, no matter how big or how small the task. We must do all of them with love. We must be open to the needs of all God's people. We may find this demanding at times, but that's the true cost of discipleship. As Christians, we must also be willing to defend our faith, explain our faith, and not hide our faith. Considering the attitude of the secular world toward Christianity, especially Roman Catholicism today, that's not an easy thing to do. Sometimes our biggest sin cannot be what we do, but what we fail to do. Omission. Part of loving Christ means publicly admitting we are His. We belong to Him. And we should make that obvious for all to see. We all know people who are committed, whose lives radiate goodness, whose hearts are open to all. Their actions show who they belong to. And they don't have to say a word. Can everyone tell just by looking at you who you belong to?